This is regional news coverage from the KBI Newsroom. I'm James Parham. One of the largest economic engines in Macon is temporarily halting production. KBI's Jane Cooper reports.
High corn prices forced the Macon Poet biorefining ethanol plant to temporarily close. The plant's general manager, Steve Burnett, says that there will not be a shortage of ethanol. He did say local farmers will see the effects of the plant closing.
One thing they'll notice is the local farmers will not be able to buy any distiller's grain feed products from us until we start back up. But we have another plant in Ladonia and several in Iowa that will cover any needs.
Burnett says he still believes this is true, even with the closed plant and higher corn prices. Burnett says last year's drought affected more than just agriculture as a whole.
As you know, agriculture is the biggest industry in Missouri and always has been and probably always will be. Whether you work directly in agriculture or not, it affects you. If you eat, it affects you.
He says while production is down, the company is still actively buying corn. Jen Cooper, KBIA News.
Missouri revenues increased by 9.5% during the state's current budget year. Figures released today by the Office of Administration show net general collections totaled $4.54 billion since July, compared to $4.15 billion during the same period last year. Budget Director Linda Leuenring says delays by the federal government contributed to reduced state tax refunds in January, and she expects another lag in tax refunds in February.
Columbia police identified the victim in a fatal attack at the Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital as a 78-year-old man from Warsaw, Missouri. Police say Robert O. Hill was attacked by another hospital patient on Friday night. He died 4 hours later. The case is under investigation by the Columbia Police Department and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Office of Inspector General. Police issued a first-degree murder warrant for 33-year-old Rudy Perez Jr. of Sedalia with a $1 million cash bond. Police spokesperson Sergeant Joseph Bernhard says Perez is not yet in police custody, but is at a local secure facility being evaluated. A joint House Senate panel is recommending performance play a role in how much money Missouri's colleges and universities get from the state each year. Panel members today released a proposed higher education funding formula, which would include performance measurement in such things as student enrollment, the number of research programs, and public service to the surrounding community or state. Republican Senator David Pierce of Warrensburg chairs the Joint Committee on Education.
Will it generate interest? You bet. But, you know, at the end of the day, we can't just look at one line item for one individual institution. We have to look at it as it affects the entire state. And so that's one thing that we're going to try to work through this legislative process.
Meanwhile, Governor Jay Nixon announced today that he's reversed almost all of the $9 million in cuts to higher education from last year's state budget, crediting improvement in state revenues. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner.